I assume you got the dog as a puppy.
We got him for my birthday.
Not for her birthday.
An ex returns with demands.
The dog has been living with Mr. Spruity. You want the dog back.
He would not let me in the house. He got in my face.
But will hounding the judge help?
Why would I want to uproot the dog?
I know that I can take care of the dog better.
The dog has lived with one constant person. That's him.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
24-year-old Heather Legler is suing her ex-boyfriend, Owen Spruity, for the return of her dog, Finn.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 161 on the calendar in the matter of Legler versus Spruity.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
All right. This is about a dog. Is that right?
Yes.
You and Mr. Spruity.
Yes, ma'am.
Lived together from when to when?
We started dating and...
I asked you when you lived together.
Sorry. We started living together a couple months after we started dating in...
Month and year.
May. We started dating in June. We lived together.
May 2017.
Sorry, 14.
And you left in January.
January
of 2018. You had a cat.
Yes.
How old is your cat?
10.
So you had your cat well before Mr. Spruity?
Yes.
You came into your relationship with the cat?
Yes.
While you were living together as a couple, a dog came as part of the family. What month and year?
We got him in February of 2017 for my birthday.
February 2017. When did you get the dog?
February 2017, not for her birthday.
She added that gratuitously. I ignored it, that it was for her birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
Dog came into the family in February of 2017. You left the apartment and the relationship in January of 2018. So I assume you got the dog as a puppy.
Yes.
So the dog's lived with both of you for a year. You left in January.
I did.
We're now almost in August. So January, February, March, April, May, June, and July. For the last 7 months, the dog has been living with Mr. Spruity.
Yes.
Now you're in an apartment that can handle the dog, take care of the dog. You want the dog back.
Yes, Your Honor.
Why would I want to uproot the dog?
The dog was mine. I purchased.
Why would I want to uproot the dog?
Because I believe I started out with me taking care of the dog the most. I know that I can take care of the dog better. I was taking care of the dog in the very beginning for the first year. I bought everything. I have everything in his or in my name, the payment, the vet bills, microchip. I have photos.
When you left the house in January.
Yes.
Did you take your cat?
I did not take my cat because I wanted to come back and grab both of them.
The answer is you left the house and didn't take your cat. When did you come back to take your cat?
When I finally got April.
Tell me.
Sorry.
Month and date when you came back to get your cat.
April 12th when I got my apartment.
4/12.
2018.
Now, when you went back to the house on April 12th, some 3 months later.
Yes.
Did Mr. Spruity give you your cat?
Yes, he did.
He did not give you your dog?
No, he would not let me in the house. He got in my face and...
He did not give you the dog?
No.
Listen, just because you get hysterical doesn't mean he has to succumb to that. You're hysterical with me. Is the dog with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Legler?
Yes.
The dog is at least 18 months old, 19 months old, almost two. For all that time, the dog has lived with one constant person. That's him.
Yes.
Didn't live with you for the last 7 months.
I understand that.
When two people live together, from 2014 to 2018, that's like a couple. You had a lease together? Did you have a lease?
No.
Where did you live?
We lived at his aunt's for a while.
Okay, so from when did you live with the defendant's family? From when to when?
We lived with his aunt for about a year into our relationship.
When did you live with your aunt?
It was August of 2015 to May of 2016. When I purchased my house.
You purchased a house in your name?
Yes, ma'am.
How much was the house?
$185,000.
You have a mortgage?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$1,200. Just over that, but $1,200.
And Ms. Legler, what kind of work were you doing in 2016?
I was doing charity work at a company.
Just a second. Were you gainfully employed? That means for money.
Yes, yes. I had a job in the Mall of America. I had two stores that I managed. And now...
In 2016?
Yes.
Okay, so what were you earning in 2016?
About 14.
14 what?
$14.
You have a car?
Yes.
Is it paid for?
Yes.
Did you have a loan on the car?
I did not.
What did you contribute to the household?
I paid the electricity, the heat. We had two different, we had a gas and heat, garbage every 3 months.
When you moved into the house, at any time, have a joint bank account?
No.
Just for my own information, when the dog was it purchased on a credit card or by check?
It was by credit card and mine.
Just a second.
Sorry, Your Honor.
And you have that receipt?
I sure do.
I would like to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it correct, Mr. Spruity, that while you were living together and the bills were apportioned, you paid the mortgage, she evidently paid other bills, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That she paid the $494.06 to PayPal for Happy Tails. I assume that's for the dog.
Yes, ma'am. It did come out of her account, yes.
Did you go together for the dog?
We went together to see the dog originally. I went February 22nd. To pick up the dog by myself while she was at work.
Is that correct, Ms. Ledger?
Yes, I had to work.
Is it also correct that you went to look at the dog together?
Yes, it is correct.
Now, when you went to look at the dog together, someone must have paid for the dog, because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to pick the dog up, right? So when you went to look at the dog,
mm-hmm.
Was it paid for at that time?
I don't think it was paid for at that time, no.
Well, how could you pick up the dog if it wasn't paid for?
It was paid for after we went and saw, because he was our second choice.
Explain that to me.
We went to go see, his name was Fisher at the time, a different dog in that same litter. We got there, was told that he was already taken, spoken for. So she told us that we can have our choice on the next one. And we chose him, Finn.
You could have your choice on the next litter.
Yeah, no, the next dog in the litter.
In the...
Whatever dog we wanted to in that litter.
And why didn't you take the dog home that day?
Because they were too young, and he was gonna go get his shots and get neutered and all that stuff before we could take him home.
Now, I'd like you to explain to me
mm-hmm.
why she paid which is an odd price, $494 through her PayPal.
Well, our cash flows were a lot different. I paid the mortgage. I have a mortgage statement here.
No, I got the fact that you paid the mortgage.
And she was only
paying. And the taxes.
Yep.
That would be a yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And the taxes are how much on the house?
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Because you pay for it within the mortgage?
Right. Yes. Escrow. Yes.
Repairs on the house?
Me.
Food?
Me.
Split.
Sometimes.
You see what I mean? You lived together as a couple for 4 years. You paid for the dog.
Yes.
He paid for other things.
Yes.
Right now, the dog has been with him, which is my primary concern, because the fact that you lived in the house doesn't mean that you own a piece of the house. But the dog has been with him now for its whole life, including most recently the last 17 months. And it would have to be very, very compelling to me in a situation where a couple lived together as a married couple for me to say, okay, now you found a place to live that's more accommodating, so you can go to the house and take a dog that you raised together in the same house. I don't feel that kind of compelling story here. I don't. You have your cat. Cat's okay?
Yes, she's healthy.
Good, fine. You wanted a dog? I think you should go and buy one.
I paid for the dog. I wanted it for my birthday. It for my birthday. We decided.
We're done.
I want my dog. I have all the forms. I have the adoption forms. I paid them. I did it all myself. Please. I paid for it. I have pictures. I have vet statements. I did everything. Please.
He's been with me his whole life.
He fell in love with me first.
Honestly, I think it's trying to pull on my heartstrings.
I care for animals way more than he does.
I did everything for her.
He asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and that was it.
She wanted this, so...
I really want my dog back.
Dog is where he belongs.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Faskowitz versus Barukai. Step forward.
Jack Faskowitz is suing his neighbor, Ben Barukai, for trespassing on his property and for mutilating his bougainvillea.
Mr. Faskowitz, how long have you owned or lived in your home?
About 21 years.
And how long have you been his neighbor?
18 years.
Have you always not gotten along?
Well, it started out when they moved in.
Well, that's 18 years ago.
18 years ago.
Okay. Well, you couldn't have started before they moved in.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Are these the plants that you're talking about, sir?
Yes.
Pay attention to me. Were any of these hanging over on his property?
No, that's a sidewalk.
I know. This is a sidewalk.
None.
Asking you if any of them were hanging over on his property.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jack Faskowitz says workers employed by neighbor Ben Baruchai trespassed on his property and mutilated his bougainvillea.
It is your claim, Mr. Faskowitz, that the defendant has done a couple of things. He cut a plant of yours, a bougainvillea.
Mutilated plants and trees.
Okay. And then he cut down tree limbs that belong to your trees. The defendant doesn't deny that he had the trees trimmed, but that he said that they were hanging over his property, so that is his right.
No.
That wasn't a question to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And that's too bad if his gardeners cut your plants. So I'd like you to tell me, within the last year, because I'm not going back 18 years, within the last year, what plants has he cut that belong to you?
Mainly bougainvilleas.
Okay, do you have photographs?
Yes.
I'd like to see them.
Got some more, but those kind of are more drastic.
I'm not following, sir. Is what you're talking about him cutting these?
All the bougainvilleas, they were way up. They cut them right down to the roots.
Is that what his gardeners cut?
That's not his gardener. His construction people that were there just mutilated the plants.
What were construction people doing on the property, sir?
They're building his property.
I didn't ask you a question.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I thought you were talking to me.
Your Honor, I have a gardener who do the job every other week, cut the grass.
What were construction people doing on the property?
He's my maintenance guy. He's my worker for the past many years.
Is he maintenance, gardener, or construction?
Yes, he's maintenance and do gardening too.
Did you instruct him to cut these plants?
I did not instruct him to cut any of his plants. I did not cut any of his plants, neither intentionally or unintentionally.
Are these the plants that you're talking about, sir?
Yes, and many more inside.
Just
keep going the pictures, yeah.
Pay attention to me.
Sure.
Were any of these hanging over on his property?
No, that's a sidewalk.
I know. This is a sidewalk.
I'm
asking you whether if these were the same plants, and these clearly are hanging over into the sidewalk on public property. I'm asking you if any of them were hanging over on his property.
No.
The root of this plant is on your property, correct?
Yes. It's all photographed on my side.
What you're telling me that he or his maintenance people cut these?
His people, his construction people went over there and I saw him doing it.
So they were on your, they had to have been.
In my property.
So they had to have been, in order to cut them like this, on your property.
Yes.
Now, when they were on your property, did you have a discussion with them?
Yes. I went out, they said, no English. So a few words of Spanish that I knew. I asked him, what are you doing here? Nada, nada, and they took off. There were about five or six of them with a pickup truck.
No. It's not true.
This is your house, correct?
Yes.
And this is the defendant's house?
I can't see it from here.
Circle your house.
This is my house right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is his house over here. So all mine is right here. And this tree is completely chopped to the top.
Okay. Now I want you to write down here, which is your side of the fence.
Okay.
And this is the defendant's house.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Now I would like him to mark, please, on that, where his property is and where the defendant's property is.
This right here is my property. That's his property right here. That's everything here is my property. All this is chopped. Yeah, that's all is mine. This is his garden right next to it. This is right here when it, so he has a gardener for that.
George, this is his property.
His property.
Right. And this is...
Well, yeah. I absolutely get why he cut your plants, to make his side not look like your side, why his gardeners did, because they were encroaching on his property.
They were not.
I don't have a picture of before and after, do you?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it to see whether this is exactly the same, whether they were or were not encroaching on his property.
Your Honor, we never went to his property. Yes. No, I caught him inside.
I didn't say on your property. I said encroaching on your property.
Right.
He doesn't have to look at your bougainvillea. He can cut them if they're on his property, which looks exactly like what he did.
This is mine right here.
Or his gardener's
property. Your Honor, we never...
Can I see before and after? Your plants were on his property.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He's allowed to cut this tree all the way down to here.
That's on
your property, but it's hanging over his property.
Okay.
He can cut it.
When it hangs down, but I'm going into my property, cut the roots.
Shame, shame. Don't go into his property again. Right?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jack Faskowitz says workers employed by neighbor Ben Baruchai trespassed on his property and mutilated his bougainvillea.
Is this his house?
Yes.
Your plants are on his property.
Well, if they were, okay, if they were, all he had to do is just cut what it's there, but not go to the root in my yard.
Your plants were on his property. What else are you complaining about?
Then he built a... He said he didn't have any workers there. He built a hole inside, took the ceiling off with cottage cheese, his house.
Listen to me.
No, like I'm just going to...
I want you to tell me what else you're complaining about. You're complaining about the trees.
All the trees that are cut all the way along the line.
Just a second.
It's not only here.
He's allowed to cut this tree all the way down to here.
Right.
But that's on your property, but it's hanging over his property.
Okay.
He can cut it.
Well, he can cut it when it hangs down, but not going into my property, cut the roots.
Shame, shame. Don't go into his property again. He's allowed to cut your property.
We never went to his property.
My trees, they said, ha, 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 I'll give you $5.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm sorry.
And I would be quiet if I were you because it doesn't look like you're losing. Right?
So I called the police. And I pointed out what they did there, mutilated the trees, and the police said it's a civil matter.
Don't tell me what the police said, sir. It's hearsay. What I'm telling you is your neighbor, which I will look at.
Right.
I would love to look at it.
Sure.
Your neighbor has the right to have a neat yard, a neat house, and you may love your bougainvillea, but he doesn't, and he doesn't have to look at your dead palm tree either hanging over his house. He's allowed to cut anything over his property line out.
He
should not go on to your property, nor should his workers go on to your property without your permission. So make sure that that doesn't happen again. Do you work?
Yes.
Do you work?
Yes.
Do you work in the house or outside of the house?
Both.
So sometimes you're outside of the house.
Yes.
And sometimes your maintenance people are working on the house when you're outside of the house. Yes. So you don't know what they're doing all the time. I'm telling you, make sure that they do not go on his property.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so now I have the police report. And the police report says your first name is Jack.
Right.
Jack believes that his neighbor had the plants cut because he has had issues with a neighbor in the past. The last time Jack saw his plants was February 8th. And February 9th, you saw that they had been cut.
Right.
So you ascribe that to the neighbor. So don't tell me that you saw his people do it.
I did.
Okay. I just told him, don't go on his property again.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you understand?
Yes.
We're done here. That's it. Goodbye.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
This guy is for 18 years doing the same thing.
He's been harassing me and my workers.
No. I caught him in there.
I wish it was better. I don't know.
I caught him red-handed.
He's been harassing me. I just let it go.
Ah, nah. Yeah, there's no good neighbors with him. This guy is for 18 years doing the same thing.